Yesterday's emergency landing of a sightseeing helicopter in the Hudson River is the latest in a series of crashes in our local waterways in recent years. In 2011, a helicopter crashed in the East River after takeoff and two people were killed. In 2009, nine people died in a collision between a helicopter and a small plane over the Hudson. That incident led to changes in our local airspace. Here to talk more about helicopter safety is Jeff Smith, chairman of the Eastern Region Helicopter Council. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how do you assess what happened in yesterday's helicopter landing in the water?
Well, I can't really make an assessment yet. I think the FAA and the NTSB are out investigating exactly what happened. But from everything that I've heard, you could pretty confidently say that everything after the incident happened was textbook. I mean, pilots from very early on in their training learn how to deal with any kind of power reduction and auto-rotation to a safe landing, and that's from everything I saw exactly what happened.
So the pilot used the helicopter's pontoons, apparently, to keep the craft afloat. Are there any other safety features or techniques that pilots use to avoid catastrophes in the water?
Well, they first of all, I'm pretty sure it happened in the air, the power reduction, and those emergency flotation devices are used by all five tour operators that work out of the heliport. Also, those operators use personal flotation devices as a backup. Those aircraft are proven with those emergency flotation devices deployed that they can make very safe landings, almost like a non-event, into the water if necessary.
After the 2009 collision between a sightseeing helicopter and a small private airplane, the FAA imposed new regulations for helicopters over the Hudson River. How different is it for pilots to navigate our airspace since then?
I actually had the opportunity to work on that task force that then Administrator Randy Babbitt put together, and it was a group of both the FAA industry officials that got together and looked at a already very safe airspace. It did some reorganization of the airspace and put in some safety enhancement issues. And what we did with that was, we just made everything a little bit more standardized. I don't think it made it more difficult or easier, but it definitely helped out. But again, it was already a very safe airspace. And since that midair in 2009, the Hudson River hadn't had any kind of midair collision in its existence of 43 years.
You know, when these incidents happen, it makes some people wonder whether there might be too many helicopters, sightseeing and otherwise, competing for airspace around New York City. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't think so. I think, for one thing, the air tour industry in New York City is one of the most regulated industries in aviation. It falls under over five different parts in the CFR 49 that deals with how they need to operate, and they're also governed by the National Park Service. So I think there's a lot of operations, but they're done very safely. In fact, I would put my industry up against any other transportation industry as far as our safety record.
And just to wrap up, some local residents who live near landing pads complain that helicopters are too noisy. Is the industry trying to do anything about that?
The Eastern Region Helicopter Council has a very effective noise mitigation program. We call it the Fly Neighborly Program. We've been doing it for over 30 years. I think if you ask several communities, we're still working out in East Hampton, but if you ask the folks in Floral Park and around Kennedy and a lot of different other places, that we do. We take it very seriously. Community compatibility is very important.
Jeff Smith is chairman of the Eastern Region Helicopter Council. Thanks so much for coming on this morning.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.